Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we're hearing about the philosophy, about the wonderful power of liberating power of Nityananda. As an interlude, these dacoits and thieves tried to rob him, but they weren't successful. And in the middle of their suffering, Vrindavan Das Thakur is given some long discussion about the power of any contact with Nityananda. Because when we left off the dacoits, they were blinded and suffering from a hailstorm. And they understood that because they came to rob Nityananda, that Indra was angry with them and giving this punishment. So in the conclusion, while they were suffering as a leader of that group, he took shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda. So that was the actual storyline, the Leela, Vichara. Dacoits came to attack Nityananda and rob him of all his jewels. And in the process, they got liberated and freed from all the heavy burden of their sins by realizing somehow or other, by the mercy of their suffering, they realize the transcendental identity of Nityananda. 625. Se charana chintile apara nahyar, se kshane koti aparadira, o nistar. By meditating on Nityananda's lotus feet, even one who has committed millions of offenses is immediately delivered from all difficulties. Well, it's definitely recommended. The specific word there is aparad. So that's the biggest problem in this material world in the age of Kali is aparad. And the Shastras give all kinds of lists of them. And whatever we turn in the field of sadhana, we are faced with this possibility of transgressions and disregarding something or someone or some place and acting foolishly towards that place or thing or person. And then it becomes dissatisfying to Krishna and dissatisfying to the Super Soul, because Radha means satisfaction. So aparad means against the satisfaction. So if we live in the holy Dham correctly, then we satisfy Vrinda Devi and the Brijvasis and Lord Govinda and Madan Mohan and Gopinath, or the teen Prabhus of this land. And then they bless us. But to live here successfully and properly, one has to be quite aware of the Dhamma Parats, of which there are 10. Very analogous to the Nama Parats. For example, to disrespect the Guru, Guru Avagya, that is a Nama Parat. And it's also the same aparat as there, to disrespect the Tirth Guru. The Guru has revealed the Holy Dham, to disrespect Tirth Guru Avagya, to disregard him. And in one sense, all the Brijvasis are our gurus, because in one way or another they're revealing different facets of the holy Dham, which means not just some insentient a piece of land or trees, but the holy Dham is actually a bhav. The holy Dham is where bhav is collected. Vatsalya bhav, madhurya bhav, sakya bhav, dasya bhav. It's all about bhav. And oftentimes we hear about advanced sadhus that are niskinshan, and they live in the holy Dham and they engage in some type of worship and puja, and it's classified as bhav seva. Bhav seva. Their archan, their puja is simply stemming from their bhav, their bhakti bhav. They may not even follow they may or may not follow the ordinary rites and rituals of Vidhi Marg and Archan Marg, but when they bathe their deity, they hold a conch shell in front of the deity to bathe the deity, but they forget to put any water in the conch shell. And they just hold a conch shell there. They don't turn any circles around the head or anything, but they just cry. They look at their deity and they cry. And that crying is the greatest abhishek one could imagine. So pleasing to the Lord, it's bhavashru. Because a person is looking at their deities of Radha and Krishna, and then they're meditating on Nandagaon and how Mother Yashoda is arranged for Krishna's bath in the morning, and so many coward boys come to assist him, Raktak and Patrak and Payoda. And but then so many Manjaris have also come. Radha's Kinkaris are also there. And Mother Yashoda, she thinks they're simply little tender little girls, like little boys and girls play together across the street, and no one has any problem with that. But if the same boys and girls, as soon as they get about 13, 14, we don't see them playing together anymore. The girls are locked in the house and the boys are separate somewhere else. So there's some difference. So he's looking at his deity, this Niskinchan Sadhu, and thinking of how those Manjaris are bathing him and Krishna's playing with them. And he's remembering that Snan Vedi, where Shamsundara is sitting on, surrounded by so many Manjaris and coward boys rendering different services. And Mother Yashoda comes in and says, hurry up, hurry up. Balagopal, his breakfast is getting cold. It's almost ready. Mother Madharani and Mother Rohini are working so hard in the kitchen to prepare a wonderful, sumptuous breakfast. And you're taking so much time over there. Hurry, girls, hurry up, hurry up. And dress Krishna's hair and paint his face and his feet and whatnot. So when they're painting Krishna's face with some beautiful designs of vines and leaves going from his tilak in the middle, his Ardha Chandra, it's shaped like a moon on the eighth day, his tilak of sandalwood in the middle of his forehead, and on either above his eyebrows, and they paint small vines, latas, with leaves on them. They go around to curve over his eye, the line of his eyebrows, and come around the corners of his temples, coming down towards his cheeks. So when they're painting his face, and then they lean over to get some kasturi or some chandan, and then Krishna takes his cheddar and he wipes off what they already did, the vines and leaves, and then the gopi comes, Kinkari turns, oh, so what? Oh, Sham, what is this? Your mother's calling and Radharani's in the kitchen and we cooperate. Stop this. So in this way, Krishna's very unpredictable and playful. So this Baba is meditating all this and he's just sitting there and looking at his deity, holding the conch shell and crying. And this is, he's taking part in the Abhishek in his own Lila Pravesh. Well, his disciples are observing. They say, oh, Baba must be tired. He's just holding the conch shell like this. He doesn't seem to be very active. This is Bhav Seva. We have to be careful to, when we live in the holy dham, to become aware of the 10 offenses. Then Nama Parad, then Seva Parad, and Vaishnava Parad. Many. When we turn to the Shastras, we may make offense to Shastra. When we turn to the sadhus, we may make offense to sadhus. When we turn to the guru, we may make offense to guru. When we take shelter of the holy dham, Puri, or Mayapur or Vrindavan, we may make offense. When we take shelter of bhakti, seva, bhakti devi, we may make offense to bhakti devi. We take shelter of the Thakur, we may make offense. So all these offenses are listed because it's our proclivity, it's our nature to be foolish, stupid, bullheaded, and offensive. And mostly we don't do anything to satisfy others, but we try to do everything to satisfy ourselves. So being a devotee is all about satisfying the holy dham, and satisfying the deities, and satisfying the Vaishnavas, and satisfying the guru, and satisfying the holy name, because there's nama parads. And if one doesn't, because his mentality is wrong, or his heart is corrupted, or his mind is perverted, he doesn't satisfy them, and how will he do that if he makes offense? And therefore, every morning we review the 10 offenses to the holy name, and we should also review the 10 offenses to the holy Dham. Because some few of us, somehow or other, are living for one day or two or however many days, we don't know. Nothing's sure. Except death. That's the only thing we can say is sure. The only constant is change, and that constant is death. There's a phrase like that. I mean, I modified it. They said in the material world, the only constant is change. That's very common. It's constant. It's a kind of a paradox. The only constant is change, and that constant is death. Because death comes and changes our body. So nothing's guaranteed except that. So we should review those 10 offenses that are mentioned in my Prishayam Vrindavan book. To measure the Dham, to think the Dham is an ordinary place, to think that the residents or the pilgrims that reside or visit there are ordinary people, and to consequently mistreat them or misbehave with them. To try to measure the Dham, to do business in the holy Dham, and offend the guru and think the glories of the Dham or imagination, just the glories of the Dham or imagination, glories of the Dham or imagination. Very similar. Practically five or six of the Dham aparads are analogous to the Nam aparads. So this tangent we went on was simply to emphasize the tremendous power of Nityananda Charana Smaran. Nityananda Charana Smaran. Remembering and dhyan, Nityananda Charana Dhyan, meditating and remembering the lotus feet of Nityananda, how powerful it is. Vedavyasa is telling us that it's supremely powerful. So powerful that if we committed millions of offenses, which we probably all have or are working on lax right now, if we haven't already scored a million offenses, unless we have a few lax under our belt. And soon enough, we'll hit the million mark. It says, millions of offenses are immediately delivered, nistar. Sekshane koti aparader o nistar. Sekshane, in a moment. Sekshane means a moment. So saying immediately means the same thing. Koti, millions of aparads, nistar, he's delivered. This is the power of those meditating, chinta, charna chinta. That was a digression from the author, philosophical digression, to kind of prepare us for what he's about to do. Because the whole thing is an juxtaposition here between the Leela Vichara and the Tattva Vichara, the Tattva Siddhanta, the spiritual truths underlying the Leela or story or past beautiful pastimes of Nityananda. Because this chapter is all about the pastimes and glories of Nityananda, chapter 5 from Atya Leela. So that's Nityananda's glories. So the narrator comes out to the stage, the curtain closes, and the narrator comes out and speaks to the audience. All these verses that we heard about the glories of Nityananda, then the curtain opens up, and then it's night, and the light is on the face of this very anguished and distressed leader of the dacoits, Dasyu Mahasenapati. And he's by himself and he's in a very sorrowful, melancholy mood, and he says, Raksha Raksha Nityananda, Sri Bala Gopal, Raksha Kara Prabhutumi, Sarva Jiva Pal. O Nityananda, O Sri Bala Gopal, please protect me. Raksha, Raksha. O Prabhu, you are the maintainer of all living entities. Please protect me. Jai Janachara, Prabhu, Prithivite Khai, Punascha Prithivi Tare, Hayena Sahai. O Lord, O Prabhu, if a person falls forcefully to the ground, the earth again supports him, no matter how many times he falls. The earth itself, which he falls on, is the only support for the fallen person. My Lord, those who have commit offenses to you have no one but you for refuge. Hey Mata, Jetamate aparadakari sheshe sehutamara smaran dukatari. In the same way, the distress of one who commits offenses at your lotus feet is destroyed simply by remembering you. Tumise jivera shama sarvaparad patita janera tumi karaha prasad. O Prabhu, you forgive all offenses of the living entities, jiva shama sarvaparad, and you bestow mercy on the fallen souls, patita jana karaha prasad. Tadapi yadyapi ami pramagda kovadi moravadara Prabhu nahi aparadi. O Prabhu, I have killed Brahmins and cows. O Lord, there is no greater offender than me. Sarva mahapatakivo tomara sharan laile kandaye tara samsara bandan. If the most sinful person takes shelter of Unitai, he is freed from all bondage. Janmavadi tumi se jivera raka pran ante o tumi se Prabhu kara parichran. O Lord, you protect the living entities from the time of their birth and also at the time of their death. He sankata haite Prabhu kara aji raksha jari jina Prabhu tabi kainu eshiksha. O Lord, please protect me from this calamity today. If I survive, I will remember this lesson for my whole life. Janma janma Prabhu tumi munitora das kibajina marone hao morash. Birth after birth, you are my Lord. I am your servant. Whether I live or die, I have no other desire. Jina maron ha morash. That's commander-in-chief of the dacoits confessing and surrendering to Nittai. So there's a little dacoit in all of this, isn't there? Kripa Maya Nityananda Chandravatar Shunikari Lena Dasyu Ganara Udhar E Mata Chintitete Sakala Dasyu Gan Sabara Haila Dui Chakshuvi Mochan Nityananda Sarupera Sharana Prabhav Jaravishti Arakara Dehina Ilage Katakshane Patadeki Sabadasyu Gan Mrita Praya Haye Sabakarila Gaman. After hearing these prayers, that most merciful Nityananda Chandra avatar delivered those dacoits, Dasyugan Udhar, Chaitanya Chandra avatar. The dacoits, as the dacoits thought like this, they regained their eyesight. By the influence of surrendering to Nityananda Sarup, they were freed from the distress caused by the rainstorm. Shortly thereafter, the dacoits found their way and returned home almost dead. So when one thinks about surrender and offers prayers, the Lord is not there. It's not the Nityananda sitting next to the Dasyu Senapati and hearing directly Sakshat his prayers from mouth to ear. Nityananda is in the house sleeping. But he's in the heart sleeping also. Super soul is Nityananda's expansion, and he's in the heart. So wherever we offer prayers of surrender and submission and repentance, these are prayers of repentance. Repentance, surrender, and submission, if they're genuinely uttered, then the Lord is all-pervading. Sarvato panipadam tat sarvato kshishnaromakam sarvato shrutimaloke. The Lord tells in Gita that my ears are everywhere and I can hear everything. These are the characteristics of the Paramatma. Everywhere are his hands and faces. Sarvato kshishnaromakam sarvatam paripadam tat. Everywhere are his hands and feet, pani and pad. So everywhere are his ears. So this king of the leader of the dacoits surrendered and cried his heart out in submission and repentance. And Nityananda heard it and reciprocated and delivered them. They were blind. They became blind. They were poisoned by scorpion bites and blinded and bleeding all over their bodies from thorns. They fell into ditches and broke their legs and arms. Couldn't walk, couldn't see. Hailstones everywhere and rain. They were practically dead. And all of a sudden a miracle happened. They regained their eyesight. Chakshumimochan. This is the problem. This is the situation with the jivas. Tamasimam jyotiragama. Everyone is blinded by the darkness of ignorance. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakara. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakara. Maya Haya Andakara. That Maya makes everyone blind. Maya does blindness. Maya Andakara. Maya does blindness. So she makes everyone blind. This is the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Prabhupada used to describe the Back to Godhead magazine. This is the staff, mass staff, whatever they call it, the front of the magazine, mass staff. It's called, it's the motto, wherever there's Godhead, there's no nations, something like that. So that's English translation. Godhead is light, nations is darkness. Wherever there is Godhead, there is no nations. So that's the English translation of Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakara. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna consciousness, the message of Godhead, is brilliant like the sun. Purna narko dunoditaha. This is Bhagavad Prana, is as brilliant as the sun. The sage has asked the rishis, where can we find religion now that Krishna has left his planet at the juncture of Kali Yuga and Dwapara? Then they told that verse about the Bhagavatam. You can find Krishna's in the Bhagavatam. Puran arko denodita. Ark means the sun planet. Udita means brilliantly shining, and Puran means the Bhagavat. Krishne swa damo pagate upagata. Like we say, gamana lila, gamana. Gamana means to move or to walk. So upagate, agate, going up. Krishne swada mo pagate. Krishna, they said, the sages said, Krishna has risen, he's left, he's gone to his own time. Krishna swadam, Vrindavan, Goloka, Vrindavan. Krishna swada mo pagate, dharma ganadi visaha. And he's taking with him knowledge and dharma and all religious practices. And what's left now, he's gone there and done that. What's the effect of what he's done? That's the cause he's done. He's left, taking Goloka with him, taking all pure Prem Dharma with him, and taking all transcendental knowledge with him, and darkness has descended and covered the world of Kali, and then and that's the effect. It says, Kalo Drisham Drisham Nashta. Yeah, Nasha Drishti. Drishti Nasha. Kalo, in the age of Kali, Drishti Nash. Vision is destroyed. Puran Arko. Puran means histories. Bhagavad Puran. Arko means the sun. Puran Arko Dunoditaha. Like Dumita, Dunodita, means a brilliantly shining light. This Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun that has arisen just after the departure of the Lord for his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Those who have lost their vision in this dense darkness of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this is, people are blind, and the Bhagavatam gives them light. And then when you come in the light, then you don't stumble, you don't fall in a hole, you don't stumble in abandoned wells and blind wells in the field, because you can see clearly Krishna Surya Sama. So that light of the Bhagavatam is coming through the mercy of Nityananda. And now these blinded residents of Kali Yuga, these dacoits and gundas, they got back their eyesight. So we're like dacoits and gundas. So if we meditate on the feet of Nityananda and take shelter, we'll get our eyesight also and see our way out of this material world. The rainstorm. The rainstorm is Davanala, Davanala Loka. Whether you're being burned in a forest fire or drowned in a hurricane, it's miserable. It's a suffering. So rainstorms or forest fires, water can kill you and so can fire. So the rainstorm of material energy, we get delivered. And then they found their way and returned home. So we'll find our way and return home, back to Godhead. Sabe gare giyase mate dasyugan gangasnana karilena giyase kshan. After returning home in this way, the dacoits immediately went to take bath in the Ganga. That's their good fortune. They're living in Navadvip Mandal, nine islands. And everywhere there's Saraswati and Ganga flowing, sacred rivers. So even though they're the worst of criminals and dacoits and murderers and rapists and thieves, they're bathing twice or thrice a day in the Ganga. So they commit all kinds of sins all night. Then they take prataksnan and get atonement for those sins. They commit all kinds of sins all day and take bath at sunset. So this is a very interesting fortune they have of being living in Gaur Lila and living in the Holy Dham and seeing live Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. They're not ordinary dacoits. So they had a tough night of thieving and they were unsuccessful materially, but they were successful spiritually. So they're washing up, they're licking their wounds as the animals lick their wounds. The humans usually take a bath. So they went and took a bath in the Ganga. Dasyu sena pati dvija kandite kandite nityananda charanai lase nityananda charanai lase mate. The leader of the dacoits, that Brahmin, so-called Brahmin, then came back to the house of Haranya Pandit and fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda, crying. Vasya achena Nityananda Vishwanath Patita janere kari shubha justipat Chaturdike bhaktagan kari haridvani Anande hunkara kare avadutamani Se mahadasyu dvija hine samai Trahi bali bahutuli dandabhatahai. At that time, the Lord of the universe, Vishwanath Nityananda, was sitting, casting his merciful glance on the fallen souls, Patita Jana Shubha Drishti Pat, Kripa Patra, Shubha Drishti Pat. Devotees in four directions were surrounding Nittai, chanting the name of Hari, 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 Hari. And hearing this, that crest jewel of Avadut's, Avadut Mani, he roared in ecstasy and bliss, Hankara Anand. At that time, that great leader of the dacoits arrived there. He raised his arms, Bahutuli, above his head, and he called out, "Please protect me!" And he offered dandavats. Apara mastake pulakita sabayanga niravari ashudhara wahi mahakampa. The hairs of that Dasyu Senapati's body stood on end. He was shedding incessant tears and his body was trembling. Hunkara garjana niravadikare preme ampaya nahijani viprakare krandane. He constantly roared and thundered in ecstatic love. That Brahmana lost all external consciousness as he cried. Nityananda sarupera prabhavadakya apana paninache harashitahaya. Seeing the opulences, seeing the influence of Nityananda Sarup, he began to dance in joy. Seeing it means he experienced it. I mean, distributing love of God, you can say, is an opulence. That's the translation, but the word is prabhav. It's the influence. He came there and saw Nityananda. He had already repented for his sins, and his solitude, his soliloquy, and his lonely petitions, crying in the middle of the night, he offered his prayers of repentance and submission and surrender at the feet of Nityananda while invoking their memory, and that sufficiently purified him, and then that was followed by a prataksnan in the Ganga, early morning bath in Ganga Devi. Then he immediately proceeded to Haranya Pandit's house. And when he came there, he saw the Lord surrounded by his followers, and they were chanting Harinam Kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda was roaring ecstasy, he was immediately infected and got ecstatic love of God. And he was crying. And he was appreciating that the effect and the power and influence of Nityananda. He was dancing in joy. Jai Bhapa Nityananda Patita Pavan Bahutuli E Mata Bhale Ghan Ghan. That dacoit chief raised his arms and repeatedly called out, "Oh Nityananda, Nityananda Patita Pavan, Nityananda Patita Pavan, Nityananda Patita Pavan. Save me, save me, save me. Deki hai lena sabe parama vismita. E mata dasyura kena e mata charita." When everyone saw the most unusual behavior of that dacoit, they were struck with wonder, parama vismita. And they thought, how could such a dacoit behave like this? Keha bali mayava karya asi jache? Kon pakka karya wa hanadeya pache? He must be playing some trick. Under this pretext, he may come later and raid our house. Keha bali nityananda patita pavan kripaya iharava haila bhalaman. Someone else ventured, "Nityananda is Patita Pavan. By his mercy, that dacoit's heart has changed. Kripayihar, by his mercy, his mind became good. Balaman, balo, 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 balaman, balaman. His mind became good. It changed his mind. Became a good person." This is real prabhav. This is sadhu prabhav. This is the effect of the sadhu, what to speak of God himself. Their bhakti prabhav, power of their devotion, they change the minds and hearts of people that contact them. Vipra adyanta prema vikara dekhiya jignyas shila nityananda isharasya. On seeing the transformations of ecstatic love in that Brahman, Nityananda smiled and inquired from him. So we'll hear about the inquiries of Nityananda tomorrow. Prem Vikar Deki. When will Nityananda observe Vikar, changes and transformations in Prem on our bodies? And then he will inquire from us, "Oh, what has happened to you?" And we will say, "Nothing really. All we did was get your mercy." And by getting your mercy, then we attain Krishna Prema. But without your mercy, we can never get Krishna Prema. Many acharyas preach that Nityananda's name is the most powerful in Kali Yuga. We should chant this name. Because without the mercy of Nityananda, one can't get the mercy of Gauranga. Everyone's chanting Gauranga, Gauranga. That's very good. Prabhupada mentions in a purport the four-syllable Radha Krishna mantra, Gauranga, Gauranga. He calls that the four-syllable Radha Krishna mantra, Gauranga, and one purport in CC, because Radharani is there, Krishna is there, everything is there. Ranga, Ranga is there. Pastimes, Ranga means pastimes, delight, pastimes of loving delight. Rasa Krita, Rasa Ranga, Ranga. Gora Anga, or Gor Ranga. Gora Anga. Gora Anga. Anga means body, and Gora. Radharaman and Gori. Krishna and Gori and their Anga, their body, Goranga. Many things are there, name of Goranga. So some people chant Gauranga, but they just roar like imitative parakeets. There should be some understanding of the bhav and the meaning of the mantras. Mantra chintata. We should deeply reflect and think about the mantras we're chanting and inject our thoughts and our bhav into those mantras and see where they land, see how far they go. Gauranga, Gaurang, Nityananda, Nityananda, Nitai, 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 Nitai. There's a whole village. There's an entire village where every single person in that village is dedicated to one name. What's the name of that village?
Eka Chakra.
Eka Chakra. Eka means one. Chakra means surround yourself. Surround yourself. Eka Chakra means surround yourself. A chakra is a circle. So surround yourself with one name. So that lesson is being taught in Eka Chakra. Eka Chakra is a village where everyone's teaching. Surround yourself with a circle. If you get in the middle of a circle, then you're surrounded on all sides. So the chakra means a circle. Surround yourself with a circle of one name, and you'll get everything. And that's the name of Nittai. So as soon as you arrive in the village, as soon as anyone sees you, whether they're 3 years old or 33 years old or 93 years old, Jai Nittai!
Jai Nittai! Jai Nittai!
Jai Nittai! Jai Nittai! That's all they say. We've been there a few times. I stayed once a week over there. And they really get into the Nittai Bhav after a while. Visiting all the places of Nittai's Leelas and eating all kinds of muli. They like muli too much because Nityananda's favorite was muli, this puffed rice. So they grow rice there and they make muli there, fresh muli. And oftentimes the devotees from Mayapur, they bring it back. It's like bringing Govindaji Ladus back from Jayapur. But Gauranga Leela is more of a Subji type Leela. Subji and Muli. Of course, Nimai, he was very fond of Sandesh. Sandesh and bananas. His mother, Shachi, would feed Sachinandan those things regularly, or he would steal them also. And Prabhupada was very favorite. He liked Sandesh. And knowing that, the devotees used to, it was being offered all the deities because it's a favorite of Krishna also. Prabhupada used to always ask, when he'd go to a temple, he'd say, is there any sandesh? And they would bring the sandesh, many sweets. They would make para and burfi and sweet rice and many different sweets. Usually Prabhupada would ask for the para, or he wouldn't have to ask, he would already bring it to him for breakfast. Or if he didn't have any, he'd say, oh, where's my para? And they would run to the deity room and say, any parents? Oh, I ate it. So then they would immediately make some really fast and offer again and bring some to Prabhupada.